AJ and Ashley.
That's one hell of a name.
Good morning, Brantley.
Good morning, how y'all doing?
Yo, yo, yo.
Nobody else I'd rather be talking to it in the morning.
Oh, well, we appreciate that.
Things have changed since we last talked to you. Before you were getting married, now you're hitched.
Yes, sir. I'm a married man since June 28th. Happily married, I might add.
Aw, it's so exciting. Your 1 month is coming up.
I know, right?
Is that weird? Are you going to celebrate, like, month anniversaries?
I think I'll probably come up with something. That sounds like a plan. I like that idea, Ashley.
Did you guys exchange gifts on your wedding day, like, before your ceremony?
We did. And I got the best wedding present, I think, known to man. She gave me a Barrett 50 cal, man. It's semi-automatic. It's a badass gun.
Wow. She knows you.
That's right. Yes, she does.
Was she disappointed when you told her you already had 5 of those?
No, I didn't. You can't find many of them like this one. It's semi-automatic. Ordered a scope for it yesterday. We're going to blow some stuff up with that one.
That is awesome, man. What did you get her?
Here's the deal. Before you go thinking I overdid, when I met her 10 years ago, and the whole time we were together for 5 years, she was always a Jeep girl. Last time when we got back together, you know, she's been driving a car around, or was driving a car around, so she got a Jeep.
That's awesome.
It's a nice one. It'll blow the doors off my truck. I love that thing.
Brantley, we wanted to get some thoughts now that you're married, and you've kind of been through similar situations before, but as you know, with all the news with Blake and Miranda splitting up, how much different is it when you are in front of so many people like you are to be in a relationship and then have everybody else in your business? Does it really complicate things, or do you still just go about your work?
It can be. I think it's all in the way you handle it. I do know, you know, my heart goes out to them because I've never heard of a divorce that wasn't hard, you know, whether or not somebody's famous, especially, you know, when everybody does make it their business and, you know, it becomes, you know, more of a breaking news story than you know, the hard situation that it is. Man, I really, you know, my heart goes out to them. I'm praying for them. Both of them have been genuine people to me and never been anything but nice. I just hope they find their feet and you know, continue on the right path. And, you know, I like to believe that everything happens for a reason. So, you know, I hope the next chapters of their life are happy and that they move forward in the right way, man.
Yeah, and you said it exactly the way how we feel about it. You know what? We're all people, and sometimes it's hard for fans to understand that because you get so infatuated with the lives of the people, the celebrities, and the artists that you love. But when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, you know, just people, and we all wish them the best.
For sure. Yeah, I think you're exactly right.
On another note, Brantley, you know, like 2 months ago, we were talking about the dad bod was a trend. Well, they just proved that it is a scientifically proven thing that when guys have kids, they do gain a little weight. So we know that kids are hopefully, God willing, in your future. Do you think you'll allow yourself to get that dad bod?
A dad bod? Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Please tell me you've never heard of it.
Yeah, you had to have heard about the dad bod, man. It's the biggest thing right now.
I've never heard of the dad bod, man. This is new. Y'all are making me feel like I live under a rock.
This is awesome. Basically, Brantley, it's like dads that their bodies just kind of get a little bit, they're in that in between sexy, they got a little bit of a six pack that's showing, maybe a little bit of a beer gut.
Well, thank God I'm almost 4 years sober, so I won't have a beer gut.
Well, the food though could give it to you, the junk food.
Right. I do think that's in our future. We're not sure when exactly, but I hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, you know what? I'm going to rock it like a pro.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, that's one hell of an amen right there.
We would expect nothing less.
That's right. I'll just have to get a cool tattoo around my belly button or something. So if I wear a collared shirt, I can leave it unbuttoned at the bottom.
Yes.
And it all hang out.
That's awesome. Brantley, so good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, I always love talking to you. One of our favorites.
Y'all too. I appreciate y'all having me. Y'all always been good to be in.
Hey, man, you come back through anytime you want us to spoof another one of your videos, all right?
You got it. That was the funniest crap I ever seen in my life. Y'all need to do another one.
We'll do one. We'll do it on your next song.
Ask and you shall receive.
One hell of an amen. That'd be a little bit inappropriate, but you know.
We'll wait for your next a little bit more lighthearted song.
There you go. I love it.
All right.
Brantley Gilbert, man. Take care. All the best on the road.
Yes, sir. Y'all too. Thank y'all so much.
Love that guy. By the way, the video we're talking about is our spoof that we did with the whole K92.3 crew of Bottoms Up.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's up at K92.3Orlando.com. Just go to the search box and type in Brantley Gilbert, Bottoms Up. You'll find it right there.
AJ and Ashley.